What your customers need to know about garage doors. Authored by Dan Brownell. Garages and garage door designs have changed greatly over the last 100 years. For homes built in the early 20th century and earlier, before mass production of cars, garages were typically unattached structures that were converted barns or carriage houses. By the mid-20th century, attached garages were common, but tended to be downplayed and placed at the rear of the home because small-town culture favored front porches that provided a space for neighbors to socialize. In the later decades of the 20th century, with the rise of the suburban commuting culture, garages were placed at the front of the house in an architectural concept known as garage forward. Modern garages commonly take up 30% or more of the front of a home, and in some cases, more than half. With garage doors playing such a major role in both practical use and curb appeal, it's important to carefully choose garage door type and style. The decision should take into account zoning, building codes, permits, and homeowner association requirements. They should also consider the home's architecture, style, and color, as well as those of surrounding homes in the neighborhood. Finally, the homeowner's intended use for the garage can impact garage door choice. Zoning, building codes, permits, and HOA restrictions. Zoning may impact the type and size of a door allowed. For instance, a commercial rolling door may not be allowed in a residential structure. Also, building codes often cover safety and energy efficiency. For example, they can specify wind load, fire resistance, and insulation requirements. Permits may be needed to install or replace a garage door, particularly if it includes structural or electrical work. In addition, homeowner associations, HOAs, or historic district designations may restrict the materials, style, color, and size of a garage door. Finally, inspections may be necessary after the work is completed. Styles. Even if there are no HOA, zoning, or historic district restrictions regarding style, it's still a good idea to keep the overall neighborhood ambience in mind when choosing a garage door. A door that clashes with a neighbor's may affect home values and cause tension. Furthermore, a conscious decision should be made about whether the door should blend in with the overall home design or create a contrast to make it a focal point. The door color can be matched to or contrasted with the home's siding, trim, and entry door. Types. Garage doors have different options for opening to make them suitable for various purposes. Sectional doors. One of the most common types of garage door is the sectional door, comprised of a series of hinged horizontal panels that retract along tracks on the garage's sides and curve into the ceiling. This type of door is well suited for remote control operation, but when retracted is stored horizontally below the ceiling, preventing that space from being used for storage. Sectional doors generally have an emergency release to allow manual opening if the remote operation fails. Barn, carriage, hinged doors. Barn or carriage doors are hinged vertically on the sides of the garage and swing closed in the center. The advantage of this type of door is that it can be used more like an entry door because it only needs to be opened slightly to enter. Barn-style doors need more space outside to allow the doors to be opened completely. They are also not suited to remote openers and are more difficult to weatherproof effectively. Bifold doors. Bifold doors, like barn doors, also rely on vertical hinges but require less outside space to open. Each of the two main doors is hinged in the center and folds accordion-like against its garage door jamb. Bifold doors are not well suited to remote openers or cold weather areas because they're difficult to seal and insulate, and ice and snow in front of the doors can make them difficult to open. Canopy tilt-up, up-and-over doors. Tilt-up canopy doors use a single panel that's raised partially into the garage. While open, the bottom third of the door remains outside the garage, forming a canopy, which for small garages can help create an extended working space protected from sun and rain. Raising the door requires a significant swing and arm reach, so it may not be a good option for elderly homeowners or others with physical limitations. The outward swing of the bottom of the door requires some space for clearance, so the size of the driveway might be a factor. Because it is one piece, there are fewer moving parts to break. Retractable tilt-up, up-and-over doors. Tilt-up retractable doors also use a single panel and have similar characteristics as canopy doors, but completely retract inside the garage when open. Because these doors are completely contained within the garage when open, they require more headroom than a canopy door, but work better with a remote opener. Insulated doors. Insulated doors aren't considered a door type. Rather, they're a construction option available with steel doors from all manufacturers. They are available with three standard construction options: non-insulated, vinyl back, and steel back, with R values depending on the thickness of insulation used. Insulation is available in polystyrene, which is most popular, and polyurethane, which provides a higher R value. Insulated garage doors are not always required by local code, but they can be well worth their cost in energy savings and other benefits. They can reduce temperature swings in the garage itself and, in an attached garage, can also reduce energy consumption in rooms adjacent and above the garage. Insulated doors tend to be sturdier, more secure, quieter to operate because they reduce vibration as they open and close and reduce street noise. They can also increase home value and desirability. Garage door materials. Steel. Steel doors are moderately priced, are sturdy, and are available in a wide range of styles, finishes, and colors. They are low maintenance, but are vulnerable to rust, where paint or other rust-proof coatings have flaked off or been scratched. They have high heat conductivity, so they're prone to heat loss, but are available with insulated cores. Aluminum. Aluminum doors are lightweight, which can reduce the workload on garage door openers. Aluminum is corrosion resistant, which is preferable for coastal or other humid environments, but it is also generally less durable and more easily dented than steel. Wood. The natural look of wood can be more aesthetically appealing and create a higher end look. But this comes at a higher cost, both in the initial expense and the time and money spent on regular upkeep, such as resealing, repainting, or restaining. Wood doors are more vulnerable to wet environments, as they can warp, swell, rot, and crack. This can affect their function as well as their appearance, so they typically have much shorter warranties. Wood conducts heat less than steel and aluminum, so it has more natural insulative properties, but insulated wood doors are available to increase the door's R value. Wood doors are heavier, so they create more wear and tear on garage door openers and shorten their life. Fiberglass. Fiberglass doors are sturdy and resistant to corrosion, rot, and insects, and are low maintenance. But they tend to be brittle and susceptible to cracking over time, especially in freezing weather. They're lightweight and are lower cost than other doors, but are much more limited in colors, styles, and finishes. Vinyl. Vinyl doors are lightweight, low maintenance, and insect, corrosion, and rot resistant. However, they're more temperature sensitive, so they may warp in extreme heat and become brittle in extreme cold. They're lower cost than wood and fiberglass doors, but because vinyl is conductive, they may need upgrading to insulated vinyl for colder climates. Finally, there aren't as many options for colors, and vinyl is susceptible to sunlight, so darker colors may fade over time. Glass panels, glass panel doors create a sleek, modern appearance for modern architecture to enhance curb appeal. They're one of the most expensive door options and may be a significant investment. The glass can allow a high degree of natural light, which can be a significant benefit depending on the intended use of the garage. The amount of tint determines the amount of natural light, but also affects privacy and security. The more transparent the glass panels are, the more light they transmit, but the less privacy they afford. Glass panel doors are insect, corrosion, and rot resistant, and are relatively low maintenance, but may need frequent cleaning. Glass panel doors are heavy, so they may need a more powerful garage door opener. Glass may either let in too much heat in hot areas or lose too much heat in cold areas, so the environment needs to be carefully considered. Composite. Composite doors are made from a combination of materials such as polyurethane, resins, and wood fibers. They're durable and low maintenance, but heavy, so they put more strain on garage door openers. They're more expensive than steel, aluminum, fiberglass, and vinyl doors, but lower cost than wood doors. They offer a wide range of styles, colors, and finishes, and are especially suited to mimicking wood, but at a more affordable price. Popular garage door styles, According to Shiv Das, National Sales Manager of American Garage Door Factory, sectional doors have been and are still the most popular door type for residential builders. The raised panel style is traditionally the most in demand, while carriage house and modern have seen an increase in popularity over the last few years. Barn, carriage, and hinged doors have grown in popularity due to the curb appeal of the design. They are attractive, but are double or triple the price of a standard traditional door. For many homeowners, cost is important and should be taken into consideration. Das noted that steel doors are the most cost-effective, but when appearance is most important, steel carriage style, wood, and glass are the most common upgrade. He also pointed out that garage door openers are an important part of a garage door system. The two types are the rail, which is most common, and the side mount, which is gaining in popularity. The rail is most cost-effective, but limits overhead storage space and can obstruct the overall garage design. The side mount is more expensive, but creates more space in the garage and allows for more creative garage design. Conclusion: homeowners aren't likely to know all the factors that need to be considered when purchasing a garage door. Builders can assist their clients with making the choice that makes the most sense for them, taking into consideration intended use, climate, durability, aesthetics, cost, and applicable building codes, zoning, permits, and other requirements.